Yes, long may prevail the Phoenix Foundation, as I've said before.
Wonderful stuff. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnei, you're on 95 BFM Breakfast. We've got a special guest in the studio, the wonderful local legend, Peter McLennan. Morena.
Kia ora, morena.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's our release day for our remix album.
Yes, it's very exciting day. It's really special, this. We've got Rewind Reversioned is the name of the album?
Yeah.
And it's how many remixes have we got on here? There's a lot.
There's 15 on the physical version, and we've also got 5 bonus remixes on the digital version.
Wow. Amazing.
So yeah, it's 20 remixes of the same song, which is kind of an insane idea, but it sort of came out of Rewind was a song that we did that came out as a single in 1994 back in the day, and it was really popular on student radio. We had a video for it that was all over. There was a couple of really good channels back then, like Max TV, that used to play it a lot. Max had a lot of BFM DJs, and they all loved us, which was awesome. And it's sort of like we were thinking, how can we sort of do something to, you know, honour that memory of when that song came out? And it's sung by a drummer, Bobby Lon, who's no longer with us. He passed away in 2018, so we wanted to do something sort of honour him, and we came up with this insane idea, let's get a whole bunch of people to remix the same song.
Yeah.
And the great thing about remixes is once you put it out into the world, and you know, if you're not precious about your music, you just let people do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up with all these wildly different interpretations of the same song.
Yeah. There's a really eclectic mix of DJs and remixes on here, from, you know, some legends as well as some newer DJs and producers. How did you go about curating who you wanted to be involved? Was there like a mood board, or was it just sort of like
who? More like a wish list.
A wish list. Okay, yeah, right.
Basically, you start at the top and work your way down. And we sort of came up with the idea. A friend of ours, Jose Langfield, who's done one of the remixes on there, sort of gave us some really good ideas around how we could structure it. And was like, okay, let's get some people that we knew back in the day, like Jost or Mike Hodgson from Pitch Black, to do some of the remixes. Some people who've come since then, like, you know, Evan Short from Concord Dawn, who's got the Killjoy remix on there, or Timmy Schumacher, and then get some, you know, some of the people who work around today, like Christoph El Torrento or Emma Amelia.
Yeah.
Basically, as a way to sort of hook it in and try and get a new, younger audience to sort of be introduced to our music, connect with the song, and just sort of give it a new life, really.
It definitely feels like a really cool sort of cross section of Aotearoa music and electronic music.
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky. Like, a lot of the people, there's only one or two people who weren't able to do it for various reasons, but the ones that we did get to do it were like, they were like saying, oh, it's a real honour to do it, which is, it's really touching to have that level of respect for our music.
Yeah, I think Rewind being such a big track, and it's coming up to, well, it's just past 30 years of being a track.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting. What was the process of getting these remixes done? Would you just kind of send off Rewind out into the abyss and
just see what came back?
It's kind of like, it's basically a spreadsheet. This is the exciting part
of
my year.
It's a lot of admin.
Yeah, it's a lot of admin. I mean, a lot of it was like writing it down, going, I'm going to email them on this date to check in how they're doing. I'm going to email them on this date to give them a deadline. I'm going to give them, have they sent it in? Yes, tick. Have they sent us the blurb? Have they given us the credits? It's just a lot of admin. But and some people don't like answering emails because emails are annoying, which is, you know, it's understandable.
Yeah.
Musicians are notoriously not so great on the emails, eh?
That would be, let's not tar them like that. Personally, as a musician, I am very good with the emails.
I'm sure you're great with the emails.
You actually are fantastic with an email. Now, the physical copies of this, you've got it on CD, cassette.
And cassette, yeah.
Lovely.
There's a really great line in the original song where Bob goes busting out all over CD and cassette, because that's how the song got released back then.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice tying with that. And we just made them all ourselves, assembled them at home.
It's the first physical copy of something I've ever had in my hands that comes with a health warning.
Do you want me to read the health warning?
Yes, please. Okay.
Okay. Given there's a lot of remixes, warning. 20 remixes of the same song, so we came up with a health warning, which goes like this. Health warning. Do not exceed the recommended daily dose of 3 to 4 remixes. Excessive bass consumption may cause wobbly knees and internal discombobulation. If symptoms persist, see your nearest sound system DJ.
That's really wonderful stuff.
That's so good.
That's great. Alongside the CD and cassette, there's this beautiful little book, sort of zine type situation, Tales of Bobby Lon, which is all about honouring the legacy of Bobby Lon. Is that right?
Yeah, we got a bunch of the remixes, and when we sent the remix out, I said, if you've got a story about Bob or about your remix, just send us some words, you know, maybe a couple of hundred words or whatever. Mm. And some of the people, like Joost Langveld, sent us a story about how Bobby Long wandered into the studio one day when he was in the studio back in the 90s recording a unitone hi-fi single for Deep Grooves. Mm. And Bob sort of wandered and said, oh, can I jump on the mic and sing a bit? Mm. And he added some ad-libs to their single. And then he said, oh, can I do a version of it? And then they played the track without the vocals, and he just ad-libbed an entire song, and that became the B-side.
Wow.
And he said, see you, and wandered back to his house in Grafton.
Honestly.
But, I mean, he got to do all sorts of things with Deep Grooves. Like, you know, he's not only sings with Unitone Hi-Fi, he also sang on Three the Hard Way's big hit, Hip Hop Holiday. He got to tour around Australia with them when they went over there because that song hit the top 20 in Australia, so his voice took him all sorts of places.
Oh, incredible. And also, I guess, his kind of personality and spirit to just jump on and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Stinky Jim talks about, was like, you know, they quite often do sound system gigs where Bob would jump on the mic and just, you know, Jim would play the instrumental B-side of a 7-inch or whatever, some latest Jamaican record, and Bob would just freestyle over that.
So special. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you to pick a favourite of the remixes because I feel like
that changes every week.
It's probably like picking a favourite child, but I do want to know if there was any remixes that came back and completely sort of blew you out of the water and just exceeded all expectations of what you thought this song could become, because sometimes you hear a remix and it's so different to the original.
Honestly, every time we got a remix back, like, you know, somebody would send us a draft, say, here's where I'm going with
it,
like, they were all amazing.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't one remix where I was like, oh, that's not very good. It's like, yeah, they all came back and go, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
They'd just gone in a completely different direction, which is, I mean, that's the fun thing about remixes. Somebody goes, I'm going to go that way, and they take off in a direction you would never think of. You know, I mean, there's one of my favourite ones on here is by a producer called Surly, who's done this really amazing remix that's sort of decent. It's got, like, steel drum melodies, and then it's got these changing, skippy drum beats on it that's just really awesome. Yeah, but there's also some really amazing ones. Some of those, like a couple of, like Christoph El Taranto's one, which he made it sort of like an 80s dancehall song.
Yeah.
And he told me, like, he did that on, like, one of the, it's a Casio Tone MT40, which is like the original keyboard that all those Jamaican musicians used. Mm-hmm. And that's what he played it on.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he did the whole thing on there.
That's amazing.
Wow, I didn't know that was behind the curtains of that track. It sounds so good.
Yeah, and he also told me, like, he didn't do the whole thing where you, like, play it once and sort of like just loop it. Like, he played it from beginning to end, which is, that's the old linear way of, like, when you used to record to tape. You had to do it that way. You couldn't copy and paste.
That's so cool. Oh, what a cool experience for you to collaborate and work across with so many different musicians.
Yeah, I'm really grateful to all the remixes. Thank you, guys and girls. It was amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, happy release day to Hallelujah Picassos and all remixes involved. Rewind, Reversioned. Where can we get it?
It's available at Flying Out on their website and in the shop, and also on our Bandcamp page as well.
And you're going to be at Flying Out tonight?
Yep, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Myself and my bandmate Darren Harkness will be DJing up there.
Wonderful.
And play a bunch of 90s reggae dancehall that I know Bobby Long would have loved. And just hang out with our friends and the remixes and just have a good time.
Cool.
Thank you, Flying Out.
Lovely.
Yeah, shout out Flying Out. Okay, I think we should listen to a remix, shall we?
I think it's remix time.
What are we doing? We're doing the Killjoy.
I hope this is the recommended dose. We're going to do the Killjoy remix.
Right, this is Eden Shaw. He used to be in Concord Dawn. This is a fantastic remix, drum and bass.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, Peter, for coming out for
a chat.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you.
Close your eyes on the darkness. at the break of